Welcome, everyone. This is Gary Carpenter again with Prepare for College, and that's prepare4college.com. This week we're going to talk about college visits. But before we do that, I'd just like to expand a little bit on it. Prepare for College is a website that can help you and your family go through the complex college planning process. You're going to have a lot of questions, and you probably have a lot of questions now. This is a source where you can go and get some answers to those questions. So I'd just like you to think about that for a while. But today, going on, we have item number 7 out of 12, and this is going to be on college visits. And today we have, again, Al Hoffman and Chuck Moore. And occasionally I'll stick my nose every now and then. But for right now, I'm going to pass it over to Chuck and Al.
And I'll start off, Chuck, chime in at any time, but visitations, I'm going to be firm and then I'll be soft. Visitations is an absolute necessity. There is a chemistry about campuses that you can't get from a webpage or brochure or a college night representative. It's just not there. Those are all marketing issues that could be put to bear. There's nothing like walking onto a campus, checking out the department chair, checking out the dorms. There's checking out the students. There's a number of things to do on a college visit, but it is an absolute necessity. However, time and resources may not allow you to visit all the campuses you want to apply to. So then it becomes an issue of, okay, before May 1st of your senior year, National Decision Day, and you're letting the college know you're the one, I'm going to come to you and be a future alumni of your organization. Okay, when you do that, I still recommend strongly, as much as possible, is to do a physical visitation before you say I do, because it's the same level of I do that you make on the altar with a young lady. It is not strong because you're going to be with that college forever. Okay. So, you know, being an alumni of college is something of a prideful situation and something that you can boast about. And so it's not a decision to be made lightly, besides the cost. Oh my goodness. All right. So visitations, what should you do on visitations? Well, first of all, let's see how to schedule them. You could do a drive-through. That's not really what I'm talking about, but it's better than nothing. You can get a lot of information on a drive-through. You can get a lot of information on a scheduled day. Some of the colleges have an actual day that they say they're going to do their whole dog and pony show at the gym and on the campus, et cetera. And there'll be hundreds of people there. Or you could do a schedule up for a tour. And a tour is probably, 8, 10, 12, 20 families with a student doing the tour of the campus. Whether you do all those drive-throughs and all those different types, the issue comes down to, what are the things that I want to know? May I suggest the following? Okay, first up, a department chair. If you know you're going to study biology, you want to probably jump in and see if you can arrange a meet. It may not be possible, but you see if you can arrange a meet with a department chair. Now, department chair in college speak is the lead person for that discipline, and it would be good, because I'll give you a small story here. A person came to me and said, I did my visit, and I says, and I'm not going. I says, okay, why are you not going? Just curious. And he says, well, the department chair, although extremely knowledgeable, and he's has books and all these kind, I couldn't understand but about every other word he was saying. Won't tell you, but he had a very strong dialect, and he, he was not able to understand him. And I says, oh, that's important. So yeah, I could see it. So you wouldn't want to be surprised on the first day that you show up for class and get your syllabus that you go, oh my God, what did I do? So I would check out the department chair. Second, I would check out the facilities. In other words, do they have a health and wellness clinic type atmosphere? You know, do they have a place for you to go if something's wrong, if you have a depression and whatever it may be? Do you have somebody that's always got their doors open for their students? Believe it or not all colleges have that. So that's something that you definitely want to confirm that they have. The third thing for me is that this college process that you're going through is all designed to help you get your first job and to launch yourself into the community. That being said, then I want to know if the college has some help in that area. A university in Delaware has a 17-person team that goes out across the nation and sells their seniors to Fortune 500 companies. Not everybody does that. But if they have a help helping you do an interview practice, if they have practice on your resume and developing your resume, they have a career center. They have whatever you want to call it. It is basically helping you find that job after you graduate. And if you don't have anything, it's just you're going to have to put your own business card on the bulletin board of businesses. That works, by the way, but it is I'm talking about let's get some help, let's get some assistance. You could take it a step further on your own, but that would be the next thing I would want to find out is what do they have for that. So these and of course then they have the other things that everybody's probably already thinking about, but these are the last things actually. You want to check out the dorm. You want to check out the cafeteria, the food. You want to check out the off-campus cultural activities. These are all things that are good to do. And then finally, may I suggest that this is a tour that is going to last a couple of hours, maybe 3 or 4 hours. Meet with the financial aid director if possible. Meet with the admissions director if possible. But it is not always possible. So you put all that together and you sit there and say, well, how many of these visits can I do in one day? Probably one, maybe two if they're really close together, all in the same city, for instance. But just probably one. So this, if you look at it, then this takes some time. If you're a busy student with jobs and AP courses and honors classes and all of that good stuff. I tell you, the social media, that gosh, guys, I don't know about you, but I surely wasn't as busy as kids are these days when I was their age. So it just wasn't that much. I had more time in a day. That's just all there was to it. So those are the things that I want to bring to bear on the visitations. Whatever it is that you do decide to be your question bank, you know, your 5, 10, 12 questions that you want to ask it to everybody. So you can compare and contrast. It's probably good also to have a three-ring binder with you so you can take some notes as soon as you jump in the car so it's fresh in your head and you have a way to record what it is that you were thinking that you liked, that you disliked, etc., so that you can look back on it later on. Okay, so that's college visitations from my perspective. Gosh, Chuck, I'm sure you have a few things to add there, but what would you add to visitations?
Well, I probably wouldn't add anything, Al, on what you just went over. Those were some of the things that I was going to bring up. But I just want to say, if you go on to a campus tour, I call these sessions actually a campus sales event.
Amen.
They're going to try to sell you on their school. And don't be surprised whenever you do go on your campus tour, is that they're going to have booths there on campus, a lot of them, to where they're going to have the school t-shirts that's got the school emblem on it. They've got caps and things like that. Some of them will give these items out to you free of cost. Some of them will basically have you purchase these items. One of the big things that I suggest individual students to do, once again, it's a sales type tour. They're going to tell you all the good, and very, very seldom are they ever going to tell you any of the bad.
Amen.
One thing that if you're interested in joining a fraternity or a sorority, then make sure that they have those available. But one of the big things that I tell a lot of students is find out the surrounding areas of the campus. Where is it located within a particular area? If it's in a big city environment, find out what areas that you should not be entering or going. Because there are some locations to where you could get yourself in big time trouble. Another thing that I would suggest, not only talking maybe to the department heads or whatever, maybe get to schedule an appointment. A lot of the alumni, as a matter of fact, will be on campus. Don't hesitate to ask them for a list of individual students that has already attended the college and already have graduated, and ask them for their contact information to where you can actually contact the alumni and ask them what their experience was. What do they find difficult in doing? And ask them the pluses and the minuses of going to the college or university. Now, needless to say, they will be very positive about the college, but then again, they may be able to give you some insight of, you know, the freshman year or the sophomore year or whatever. And as you go through your degree programs, they can tell you once you get through this particular phase of attending this college, then it gets a lot better. You become more involved into the campus structure and such. And there's no better resource than talking to someone that has already gone through the 4, 5, or 6 years. So that's what I would basically put in for what you have already covered, Al.
Gary, you had a couple of visits there with your child. I'm sure you had a few things to bring to bear as well. So,
just give you one quick item. And this was a revelation to my wife and myself. And I think it may have some benefit to the people out there. My son was applying to several colleges, and one of them was down in a small college in Virginia. And my son had been playing soccer throughout his high school career. He wanted to play soccer again when he went into college. And the college down in Virginia was very interested in my son. And so much so that they wanted him to come back for a second visit, spend a weekend with the team. And that's where mom and dad bring him down, drop him off Friday, pick him up Saturday, Sunday afternoon. Well, we did that and everything, and we're driving back home. We're on this interstate called 81 going north, which is an expressway. And I'm driving along, and my son's, you know, pretty quiet, not saying much. And I said, "Well, what did you think about the school, Garrett?" He says, "Well, academically, I don't think it's my school." Well, as I'm driving off the road, I'm trying to get back onto the road because I was shocked by why, because this kid had lived soccer for 4 years, and now he's talking academics. And he says, "You know, it's just not going to be a good fit for me." And I was sort of surprised at that. And I think this is one of the things you're going to find out when you do college visits. Things are going to come to the surface that you don't even think about or don't even know are going to happen. So if you don't make the visit, you're not going to get all the information. And I'll just leave it at that, everyone. My final words, so to speak.
Very important part. 7 of 12 we did today in visitations. And as promised from the very beginning, we would say whether this step of the 12-step process, the 12 dominoes, if you will, if this step requires you to have a professional assistance, well, no, this one is not. You know, I have mentioned that, for instance, the college selection piece probably would be a good place to hire a pro, a counselor. But on the visitations, this is all you. It's just going to take some time and resources. That's the thing that you have to spend. So that is something that you can manage, and you don't need a pro to help you out with the college visitations. Gary,
Well,
I'm all done.
thank you very much, Al and Chuck. Al, I'm going to put you on the spot again. What's next week?
Admissions applications. We're going to
Missions
talk
up.
about admissions applications. There's two applications you're going to do, the admissions applications and the financial aid applications. So there's number, the next one is admissions applications, and the one after that is financial aid applications. Some of you people that are all thinking about the FAFSA, that's 2 weeks out. And by the way, speaking of that, Gary, let's say here that happy holidays to everybody. And our next meeting, help me out here, Gary. What's the calendar?
It's going to be January 6th is when we'll do our next.
January 6th is our next podcast. So we're going to take a little bit of time off on our podcast series. So the next one will be the first Monday after the holiday, which is the January 6th. Okay.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. I know it takes some time to sit down and listen to these, but we're hoping we're bringing some valuable information to you that you can use. If you have other friends or relatives who have children about to go off to college and they're going through the process as you are, don't hesitate to give them our podcast. Again, it's on the website. Every one of them is recorded, and the website's Prepare for College, and that's prepare4college.com. Thank you again for your time today, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Goodbye now.